Thank you for waiting, Robert. I have here Paul on the other line, her regional manager. He will definitely be able to address your question, right? Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. I appreciate your help.
Hi there, Robert. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Jeannie wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, of course, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your still fairly young company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad today. The sun's shining.
Good.
It's been kind of rainy and cloudy for the last week, so it's good to see some sun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I know that you use Google yourself, that you're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up. In fact, Jeannie says you had a verified listing that recently got suspended, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing. I've gotten a lot of calls from service provider companies like yourself, and it's normally I kind of disregard them because things have been going well.
Okay.
And like when we're getting some organic growth and a lot of people, when you do search, when you used to search garage door repair or, garage door companies, we were the first to pop up for people. Being a newer company and a home service provider, Google is really the probably 75% of our call volume came from a Google search.
Right.
So it's 2 weeks ago, I got an email from Google saying your profile or your business has been suspended due to suspicious activity, which ranges everywhere from, misspelled
right.
words on your profile to whatever your guess might be. And I went through the only process that I could find to correct that, which was read the guidelines word for word as to what's acceptable on the profile, and then submitted a reinstatement form to Google, and I haven't heard anything back from them. So you're familiar with Google, and it seems like it's kind of difficult to reach anyone there.
It is, yeah.
So I'm kind of getting worried. I'm getting worried and concerned. Just because the business is young and I've got some employees in my family relying on it. And unfortunately, Google has a lot of power in the fact that they provide a lot of the lead flow. So that's where I'm at with it. And normally, like I said, I just kind of disregard these calls, but you hit me at the right time where I need some help on the Google end. So I don't know if you're able to help
me. Well, yeah, I mean, we certainly can, and I mean, you're not alone in finding how difficult it can be to contact Google as a business owner, and especially for garage doors. I don't even really understand the reasoning behind it, but they kind of lump garage doors, locksmiths, bell bonds into this category where you almost have to jump through certain hoops, and you're not allowed to do Google paid ads like AdWords and things like that. So it is a lot more challenging for garage doors, but we've been in business since 2004. So for 18 years, a top rated SEO company. We're actually part of Google's partnership program. We were almost 6 years ago one of the very first companies to join the Google partnership program. That program really is designed to help businesses get a better return on investment with paid Google ads. We wouldn't be doing Google ads here as they're not allowed for garage doors. But that partnership's still going to help you out. You know, we do work with Google's back-end team all the time to claim listings, to to get listings unsuspended and things like that. So there's a lot that we can do to help you out, not just to get that listing up and active again, but to create the content that the search engines look for. You know, what the search engines look for is what Google uses to determine what businesses they'll display on that first page. So the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're just there because they've got more content relating to that search than their competitors
have.
We would create that content. A lot of times a verified listing is kind of like a digital business card. It's online, but it doesn't pop up on the first page. It's just there for somebody who already knows the name of your company and is looking for you specifically and directly. So what we would do, of course, we would make sure that your listing is active, that everything's unsuspended, but then we would also create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. It's almost 70 different directories right now, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to dozens and dozens of destinations and directories that are not well known to the public, but still equally important to Google. They all, of course, will be talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to that verified listing on Google, and of course, backlink to your website as well. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. You are still fairly young as a business. You qualify for the reduced pricing. It would actually be an exact amount of $199.00. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. But as you know, I mean, it is direct phone calls. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for being in that bidding war. You'll just be one of those top options when someone does a search. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be a flat rate. Obviously, you know that you will not be the only company that pops up on that first page of that person's search. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call your business, but the ones that do will be calling you after seeing your website first. So by that time, you know, they've already decided that, you know, pretty much if you're available to do the job and your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, you've already got a great-looking website. It's Google compliant. It meets what Google requires for a website to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. And that really only means two things. It has to be HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure, especially important when there's a contact form and people can put in personal information. And then, of course, it has to be mobile optimized. It has to reformat, stack on itself basically for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. And, of course, your website does that also. So with the right off-page optimization, the right content, the right links to your website, you can certainly see that website pop up on that first page when someone types in overhead garage door or garage door installation, garage door repair, you know, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. You know, like I said, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate. Now, it's a fixed rate, too. It'll never go up, no matter how long you choose to use the service. So while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It will never go up on you. It would only ever be that exact amount, that $199. Okay? Now, one thing I can do here, since you've already got a website, we don't have to build one. I certainly would want to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. And I also wanted to ask you about the Angie Leads, or Home Advisor, that Jeannie found here when she was looking for the information on your business. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, we are. Yep.
How do you like that service overall?
What do you think my answer is going to be?
It completely sucks, or it hit or miss. You wish you never tried it.
Yeah.
I don't know. No one loves it.
Yeah, it's been difficult for us. Main reason I have it, it's just one more avenue of exposure.
Sure,
of
course.
I'm not getting a very good return on my investment. In fact, it's probably a wash or a negative. But it's another thing to pop up when someone's looking for your business. It's another thing that pops up. And there are a few customers that use it. So we get leads, but they're not very high quality. Hard to get a hold of the lead itself sometimes because it's not a direct connect thing. So. It's kind of been difficult, but like I said, the more I think that you can have, your business name pop up when someone searches Horizon Overhead Doors, I think the better off you are. Maybe you're on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be hit or miss. I mean, it's a shared lead service where you pay for the same lead that goes out to your competitors. So, you know, you can't always have the highest return on investment or the conversion rate. That sometimes even justifies the expense to begin with, but you're absolutely right. I mean, Angie's or Home Advisor or whatever they want to call themselves, they are very heavily advertising, and especially on Google. You know, they spend between $2 and $3 million per month for Google paid ads, for promoting their company, right? Of course, that establishes, all the industries and the entire country, but they always make that money back, hand over fist, by selling and reselling those leads. So, you know, if you do well with something like Home Advisor, you'll do even better with Google. Of course, you're reaching customers directly. Not everyone, uses Angie's or Home Advisor, but pretty much everyone uses Google. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and it really is where people go when they don't know who to call. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, you know, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service, is that something that you would want for your business at this point, that first page placement, more phone calls?
It's something that I would consider, and I think the price is fair. I'm already spending some money on Google Ads at currently $150 a month.
Okay.
So I would add to that, I guess. We've already been pretty successful, in my opinion, for how young we are, but I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to improve on that. You said this is Paul, is your name?
Yeah, my name is Paul, correct.
Paul, I was not expecting this phone call this morning, and I have a 11 o'clock meeting that I need to get to. I do want to continue our conversation, and I'd prefer to talk to you because we've already had some stuff rolling here. So
right.
Is there a time frame that you could call me back later today directly?
Well, yeah, I can give you a call back. Let me check my calendar. About what time works for you?
Probably like 1 o'clock would work.
1 o'clock.
If that's, okay.
Yeah, I can give you a call right around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't mean to cut you off because
I understand. I'm totally understandable.
To what you're saying,
not a problem.
I said I wasn't planning on this phone call, so I don't want to push my meeting off here. So.
Yeah. No. Definitely. We'll check back in with you at 1, and then answer any questions you have at that point.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, Robert. Thanks again. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.